That's John from Van Halen. It's 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. The Grease Man here, stumbling through another stinking Monday morning. Dear Lord, why have you created Monday? What were you thinking, Lord? It is not ours to reason why. We merely accept everything you've given us. But every now and then I gotta wonder, what, you have a wild hair on the seventh day? I mean, come on, sir. Why must we endure this pain? 4321101, that's the maggot line. Feel free to dial that thing at any time for any reason. Hello, hobble, gobble.
Hobble, gobble, what's happening?
Not much. What can I do for you, buddy?
Hey, listen, buddy, a little while ago, about 2 years ago, I called you, or maybe a year ago, I called you up and told you that the Falls Church lawmen were driving Volvos.
Right, I remember the call.
Well, could you do a skit? Wonder what it must be like to pin on a badge, step on a gun, and climb into a Volvo.
Oh, buddy, should we rub it in their faces? Should we rub it in their faces? My God! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, Captain calls you into his office and says, we're signing the new squad cars today. You say, oh boy, Captain, new squad cars. What do we got? No, don't tell me. We got the Ford Galaxy 500 with the 429 Cobra Jet. Oh, God. I have wanted to drive one of those ever since I got into law enforcement. He says, no, we're not getting the Galaxy. You say, oh, God, then it's got to be the Plymouth. The Plymouth 440! Oh, God! You practically need a gravity suit to drive that baby. When you hang into those turns, there's not a maggot that's going to outrun me in 15 counties. I mean, I'm ready to nail him and jail him. I am ready to derail him and impale him. He says, will you calm down? We're not getting the Ford Galaxy 500 or the Plymouth 440. And you think, my God, well, then what are we getting? Oh, I know what it is. Oh, not as hot as the Plymouth or the Ford, but the Impala 350. A good standard. Reliable. Who has to go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds anyway? We can take 5.5. BFD. They still ain't going to outrun Motorola, right? He says, nope. We're assigning you brand new diesel Volvos. You say diesel Volvos, you're thinking to yourself, how am I supposed to drive around in a diesel Volvo and command the respect of the magazine if I show up and, geez, you hit the blue light on one of those things and the light stays still and the car spins underneath? For sure enough, you can't fight City Hall. You get behind the wheel of your Volvo and you try the siren out to see if that baby has proper authority. Imagine your shock and horror when you find out the siren sounds like this. In shame, my God. You pull up to get some donuts and the girl at the convenience store sees you. And she just laughs derisively. Some maggot coming out of there with a six-pack says, look at the lawman in the Volvo. Hey, catch me, come on! And he blasts, I'll see you hop behind the wheel of that Volvo and slowly that diesel kicks in. Well, finally you catch up to him because there's traffic at an intersection. He says, hey, lawman, shouldn't rely on them imports. You say, well, some of them imports are pretty good. For example, like this import from Israel. And you take him downtown and book him. Yay, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. God. Yeah, I had to make it a happy ending for the lawman. I mean, if I didn't, just think, how will I ever drive through Falls Church here without my second chance suppository firmly in place? Just kidding, boys. They're a proud vehicle, and we hope you drive in good health. Geez, I need a drink. Well, that's...